Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, Stephen, Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the very next day. Great information and instruction from me, Jack.
And inspiration from me, Jill.
Here's some funny stuff that happened to us recently.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I got to share this. So days ago, my girlfriend was here visiting at the beach. We walk in. She's tall, by the way. Good looking girl.
Is this going?
I got to tell you, this is the funniest thing, Stephen, because this is like totally on my mind. So we walk in.
I love this. Has nothing to do with land, by the way.
It doesn't. We walk into this bar. It's a great volleyball place on the beach. She's tall. Walk in. I hear a guy. I'm like, I look around the room. She's walking in, taking off her sunglasses, and I hear and see a guy say, wow, about her, right? I'm like, oh, okay, this is going to be fun. I'm like all excited for her. There's a guy that's...
Well, is she single?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that helps.
Oh, yes. No, this is like perfect. You know, she is single, so...
You know, I was here for this event, so I have a lot to say about this, too. Go ahead.
Right. You know what? I got to say another thing. Even if you're not single, everybody wants to hear, wow. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, you want to hear that no matter what. So anyway, I'm like, all right, this is going to be cool. And then nothing happened. I'm like, what the heck? You know, and I alerted her and she's kind of looking around. I'm like, okay, you know, 9 o'clock, blue shirt. You know, I let her know where what transpired, what went down. So she is like ready and, you know, would be totally open to this, you know, person coming up to her. And then next thing you know, 15 minutes later, the guy leaves. Like, what just happened? Stephen, why did that happen?
Most men have years and years of accumulated negative experiences trying to speak with women in any environment. So only the real strong ones who can shove that away, a lifelong of disappointment and rejection from women, only the strong ones who can shove that all away are ever going to walk up to somebody like her or anybody else and do anything about it. That's a real answer. I know it's not, you don't want to hear that.
That's dumb.
Any guy who's listening to this, that's dumb.
Just dumb.
Well, thanks for cutting
you
to the chase.
You say, wow. I mean, do you not? Okay, well, here's the next question. Do guys not notice that? Okay, he said, wow, it tripped my radar. I'm talking to her. We're like giggling. Why would a guy not go, oh, they're giggling. There's a good sign. That is a good
sign.
Maybe
because I was there.
Oh, yeah, so what? Then great. That means there's a guy already there. It might be even easier to approach these women.
That's what I would think too. But yeah. Who knows? No, I'm not horsing around.
I don't get it.
What I just said is totally, that's the reason. I mean, seriously.
I don't get it.
The bigger question is why do women reject men so easily?
What? Oh, no.
You started this.
I know.
This is a new segment for our show.
Oh my gosh.
Some funny stuff happened to us recently.
Oh yeah. So no. That's not how either this friend and I, we don't roll that way.
I know you guys don't.
No, we would be like, yay, laughing, having fun, join us, great. We'd all be laughing. There you go.
All right, so here's my question then.
Yeah.
You know, and I know we can't talk about this the whole time, or maybe we can. It's our show.
It's true.
What name, so has somebody walked up to you recently and pulled that off?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so describe the event. Help all the men out there. How do you do this properly?
Happens all the time.
How do you do this properly and how do you not make an idiot out of yourself?
You start talking about something relevant. Like, oh my gosh, did you see that person over there? Look, they're falling down. I don't know. I mean, just something silly. Or is it just me or are there more guys here than girls? Or, you know, I don't know. Do you like... The Kings are playing tonight, you know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's not the best
one.
But
that has a 90% chance of ending in a fiery ball
of
tragedy.
Most girls will be like, huh?
Yeah.
No, that's true. Not a lot of girls catch up on hockey. Okay, so that's not a good example. But there, you know what? The easiest thing is just to make a girl laugh. Come up with something funny, you know? That's it.
Okay.
It's not hard.
All right, so come up with something then.
Me?
Yeah.
I thought I just did.
Yeah, but you just said it wouldn't work.
No, the other two would work. Like, you know, like, oh my gosh, don't look now, but that guy is about to, you know, this is stuff you say to me and it makes me laugh. Like, don't look now, but that looks like an internet date going bad.
This is what I would do. Ready?
We did that last night.
Because I was right behind you guys when you walked in. And if I was one of those guys, I would have walked up to, well, first of all, I would have walked up to you, not her. But what I would have said to you is, all these men in here, they scare me. And I fear for you. So I'm going to protect you. And I'll be over here watching to make sure this all goes your way.
Does that work?
If you need some help with that or anything, I'll be over here, right over here. And in the meantime, I'm going to have this guy bring you a couple of drinks over here on me. You tell me, would that work?
That would probably work.
That's what I think
too. I like it. Okay.
Can we have the show
Thanks
now?
For letting me, yeah, thanks for letting me share that. That just was funny.
Okay, so in this episode, Jill and I talk about how to sell property online. This is a 5-part series about how to sell sales, you know, not just acquisitions. And this is the second episode of 5. Build an A-list. We were asked to do this show by many, many people. Some of them members and some of them not members. Pre-members, I call them. And
Pre-members. That's and, hilarious.
You know, because we spend so much time. Our whole business model is really how to buy stuff super inexpensively. And in this many, many years that I've been doing this, sales has never been an issue. So we just haven't really built it in to our full business model. But, and here's why, because here's the mantra I live by. All sales, all great acquisitions solve all sales problems. So, hey, before we get into that, let's take a question from one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Milan, who is from another country living here in the United States, wrote in and asked, what is your experience with syncing data in Excel like Steve showed in the cash flow from land program? Is it really that simple? So, and he said, that's the thing that's kind of hanging him up right now. He said, I'm not afraid of investing and getting in data to doorstep, which is the tools that you need, access to the data and the printing and all that. Just a little nervous about Excel. So appreciate your insight. Was it easy for you? Hard for you? There you go.
That's a great question. You know, we brought this up in an earlier episode. Everybody has some kind of thing in there, including me. Maybe not Jill, but everybody, you know, everybody's got some little hang up in the back of their head about, maybe this is not for me. Wait a minute. All these other people are so successful with this. But me, I don't know. I got this one little thing and I can't get past it. So, and I'm not saying he can't get past this Excel thing. He's just concerned about it. So the answer is heck yes. There's a million resources all over the internet to get you past whatever these things are. I mean, we live in a beautiful time where you can go onto YouTube or just Google anything and find out what the best way is for you to learn. You know, for me, it's videos. I know Microsoft, you know, I'm a very, very well rehearsed in Excel. It came natural to me almost from the beginning. Actually, before there was Excel, there was Lotus 1-2-3. And I, you know, that came natural to me. But to this day, I have issues about at functions and macros and a bunch of stuff. So I still, Microsoft has a huge online place for free to go learn, teach yourself this stuff. So, you know, I mean, what would you do, Jill? Because you're not so much a video person, video learner.
Well, here's one thing I want to say. You, Excel comes easier for you, not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Answering the phone comes easy for me, not for you.
That's true.
So there's a lot of different things. So and here is one other idea. Part of the why you and I are so good together is because you are good at some things, I am good at others. I could learn and get over it, or maybe I'll find someone else that is good at it and team up with them. So that's whole other thing too. And it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, hey, this person's much better at that. Not everything's going to come easy to everybody, and you can't beat yourself up about it. Just learn to work with it. You know, and I talk to a lot of people, of our members, a lot of my consulting things, when they reach out to me, it's usually talking to people, getting, and a lot of it's not that they can't build a relationship or know how to communicate. It's just getting over the fear of answering the phone and getting comfortable,
right,
and knowing what to say and things like that.
It's not that I can't do it. I just don't prefer it. My time is better spent making her phone ring.
Well, you know, it's just what I do better. And that's what you do better. Right. It's not like I can't figure out Excel too. I don't really, you know, there's things that I don't want to. It's easier for me just to say, can you set this up for me? Great. Thanks. You know,
yep.
Whatever. And so we all have things that we're good at and not good at. And it's cool.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Don't be Eeyore about it, please.
Cool.
So here's the meat of the show. How to sell property online by building an A-list. This is imperative in my opinion. What the heck is an A-list? An A-list is a list of people with their email addresses specifically that you have identified as somebody or within a group of people that are just right up the line of, man, this person's perfect for this property. Here, I'll give you a real world example. Every time we get a property that comes in, just about every day, the first thing that I think in my head, I don't even say it out loud anymore. I mean, Jill and I used to talk about it years ago, but I say, man, this property is perfect for X. And Jill and I have a huge A-list of buyers for this product type that we've developed over the years, but that doesn't help anybody who's just starting out. So what does somebody who's just starting out do to develop an A-list? Well, I'm going to tell you. Right, Jill?
Mm-hmm.
First, bear this in mind. Good acquisitions solve all sales problems, regardless of building an A-list or web presence or anything that we always talk about on the show.
I got to jump in here because I just talked to a guy about this yesterday.
Go ahead.
This exact thing. I mean, and it was funny when he asked me a direct question about sales. And I said, okay, imagine this. You have a property that is assessed for $130,000. It's because that's his thing, is a home flipper. What if I came to you and I said, I have a property, this exact area assessed at 130. I'm offering it to you for 80,000. And I stopped. That was exactly it. And I'm like, and he's like, yeah, I get it. I'm like, thank you. No, if it's everything around there's 130,000, exact same thing. And I picked it up. It's so low that I can sell it for 80. Do you think you're going to have any trouble?
Yeah, that was exactly. You just right out of my mouth. Absolutely.
It was the funniest thing because it was so great with the person, just like the light bulb went, okay, never mind. You know, okay, done.
So that's what we're all set up to do here. And that's really what we teach, but people are asking us about sales. So, you know, yes, Jill, that's great. It's a perfect example of exactly what happens and the kind of acquisitions that we do. So, but that being said, I think it's still a very good idea to build this A-list. So, and I hear a lot of seasoned people who are seasoned real estate investors that are not involved in our product type in land or houses and stuff. And what they've been doing for years is just what Jill said. They buy a property for less than they think it's worth, and then they call a real estate agent and they list it and they wait and stuff. But it's unfinished. You know, all you have to do is kind of build their own A-list and sell it very, very quickly. Usually, in fact, the fact is Jill and I sell most of the properties that we buy long before we actually close the deal. We just know who's going to buy it. That's how we gauge what we're purchasing is who we're selling it to. But how does somebody build an A-list from scratch? And here's the whole key to building an A-list. The vast majority of people who will purchase property from you are the people who already own property right in the immediate area of the property type or the property that you're buying, which leads me to our if-then segment of the show. If you do X, then Y will happen. If you want to buy it, and if you want to build an A-list, then locate the owners and agents of like-kind property in the immediate area. It's that easy, Steve? Yeah. So if you follow our instructions, you already have all the data, and you're sending offers out to people in all the immediate area. That's one way. Another way is to go on a website and find properties maybe it's the MLS. Maybe it's for land, rural vacant land like we like to specialize in. It's landwatch.com or landandfarm.com. There's all the people who are selling their own property or agents that are representing them. You can collect in less than an hour. I bet you can collect probably several hundred people who would be logical buyers for property. Let's say your property is in Kentucky. I'm just pulling any random place. Go out on LandWatch. Let's say you have land in Kentucky or a house in Kentucky. You go out on the MLS. You start collecting email addresses and phone numbers and contact information for people in that county in Kentucky. And you send them a little note that says, hey, I've got this. It's a smoking deal. I don't want to let this thing go to waste. That's the key. You can't send them a poorly priced property and expect this to happen. If you have a property that's priced really well, you will get a great response. And you will, from there, build a great A-list. Am I communicating that clearly, Jill, mm-hmm. do you think?
Yeah, totally.
If you want to build an A-list, then locate the owners and agents of the like-kind property in the immediate area, and they will be the most logical people to purchase the property.
And you know what I noticed, too? If you keep, when you have your A-list and you keep sending them really good deals, like the kind that I'm talking about, like, you know, I bought it for X, I'm selling it for Y, it's worth this kind of thing, they'll stay on your A-list. I mean, that's the bottom line.
They'll bug you.
Yeah.
You don't even have to go to them. They'll say, look, whatever it is, the next time it comes up, I want to buy it.
And right. And then they're going to be watching for your emails. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really will. So what you're saying, everything is perfect. And then, gosh, you know, use your A-list. That's why it's there. And they'll love you. That's your best customers right there. And repeat customers are always the best.
Jill and her staff implement what we call a hump day special. And she sends out, not every single Wednesday, but most Wednesdays, sends out to everybody on the list an acquisition opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the last time we've done that and it hasn't immediately sold. Mm-hmm. In fact, most of the time people are
calling. It's like hours.
Yeah.
We hit the button and we're like, oh, but here comes the phone.
If you're older like me, you know, you know what a press release is. And that's really what the internet is. It's a press release, and the press that you're releasing is this fact that you have this great real estate deal. So you just release it to the whole world. And the A-list is one of the places that you do that and let everybody know it's for sale, and they'll come and find you after that.
Yep.
Jill, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816 and don't be boring. Mm-hmm.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, I think you have some. Do you have anything inspirational for us today?
I do. Okay, so here is what I was thinking about. How do you connect with people, and is it working? Let's think about this timely. For a minute.
It's very timely for this show. You know, she doesn't let me know what these things are before we sit down and do this.
And I like when you put your head back like you just did. And I can tell that I got the wheels going. Uh-huh. So,
can you say it again?
Okay. How do you connect with people, and is it working?
Oh.
I know a lot of people that do very, very well. And I know a lot of people that suck.
Like those guys in the bar. Those guys
suck. Yeah, well, yeah, there you go. They suck at connecting with people.
That's one way to get some people's attention in a bar. Say, you know what, dude? You suck.
I should have walked up and said that. You are an idiot. Yeah. She was right there, queued up, ready to go. Duh. No. But
that also starts the murder sequence.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, stalker. So, no. But, I mean, it's important to think about, because some people, I can say family members. I'm not going to name any names, but some of them are really good at, they talk to people, they connect with people, they can get their point across, you know, they get what they need, you know, it's a yin yang.
Yeah.
So that's my inspiration.
The first thing that came to my mind when you said that is, how do you know you're connecting with somebody or getting through to somebody is that you start to share like kind experiences, or you don't know if you're getting through to somebody. I know I'm getting through to somebody in this whole effort that we have here in the podcast. When I get notes or messages from people that say, hey, that's great, but I used to do it this way and over here and it kind of works, then I'm getting through to that person because we're sharing stuff and talking about, you know, different ways to do it. That is one way I really know I'm getting through to somebody. You know, another way that I know I'm not getting through to somebody is when I get a note or some type of feedback from somebody who says, what's real estate? What's direct mail? And what's a bulk mail? How does bulk mail work? That's just, you know, and it's not like, again, there's no such thing as a bad question, but they're just not ready for this yet, you know? And so you're not really, the things that we talk about, we're not communicating.
Got it.
And it's just, this show's not for them, you know? And that's fine.
I noticed when people, for me, I know I'm connecting when I can tell that they're listening and they're asking good questions right back. You know, like they hear me and they go, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then how about this? Okay. You know, and it's a real conversation. You're not, it's not just one-sided. Because if it's a one-sided conversation, you're clearly not connecting with that person.
I know that we're communicating about, you know, with our, with people who buy our real estate when they click on the button and give us their credit card. We're communicating effectively with those people.
That's funny. I wasn't going anywhere like that. My thing that I would love for you to take away is if you're not effectively connecting with somebody, you're not getting your point across, people are not understanding you, you can't change them, but you can change you. So
yeah, that's such a good attitude. And great advice.
Thank you. You might want to look at that. Otherwise, you're going to be talking to like a wall all day or feel like you're talking to a wall all day because nobody gets it. It just doesn't make sense. Right. So you might need to take a look at that.
And I think that's almost, it's actually something that's really similar with you and I. I think that I always take total responsibility for what people are, you know, getting out of what I'm saying. Not just professionally, but personally too. It's like if it's just a mess in front of you, chances are you caused it, and you need to change something. It's not like the person in front of you is just like, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, no, and that's one of the things that's really great about you, Stephen, is you really do, take some responsibility and like, all right, I want to help this person. They're not getting it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna rephrase it. I'm gonna do something so they do get it, and I'm not gonna make them feel bad about it because there's nothing like that. So you're great at that.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm going to totally end the show on that.
Okay.
Join us another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want. We use every day. We use it every day to buy property for half and sell it for more almost immediately.
Almost immediately. I'm totally trying to, he hit the button before I was ready. That's actually even better.
That's awesome.
Almost, is it almost?
We have a new short format. Almost it's just immediately. It's taking me a couple episodes to figure it out.
Or is it almost immediately?
Even though I wrote
done.
It. Done. I'm going to give you that line. You want to close that?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
And sell it for what it's worth immediately. Have a buy a friend and sell it immediately.
You are now, hey, close the show right here.
Okay. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information.
That's me.
And inspiration. That's me. To get just about anything you want. We use that every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Much better. Thank you. Hey, thanks. You earned yourself a full color change in our script here. And that's your extra now. I love it.
It's kind of scary because my text is red. It's almost like I did something wrong, or it's probably really more like, Jill, pay attention.
We can change your color.
It's your
too.
Part. Just kidding. No, my favorite color is red, so it's perfect.
I think that's why it is red. In fact, I know that is.
Thank you.
Hey, no, I love the little walking in the bar example up front. People, I don't know, maybe we should do a whole show about how to approach women.
Oh my gosh, that's a whole podcast. That's not just a show.
Yeah.
That's a daily show for a year.
Yeah. Because women are baffled.
I don't know if I'm up for that one.
Grown women are baffled why men fumble all over themselves. And grown men are baffled about why women just over and over, no matter how good your game is, get rejected. I guess that's the yin and yang of things. Like if we all got along perfectly, there'd be a population surge and couldn't control it.
I am not even going to comment on that one. That's all you.
Let's go buy something for half price today and sell it for more. Jack and Jill, information and inspiration. How's that, Jill? How's that close?
Awesome. We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.